National Homelessness Week is kicking off today and we shine a light on hidden homelessness. With over 42% of homeless people under the age of 25, young people are at the coalface of this growing problem. Y reporter Nicole Ng has more.
I became homeless. My job fell through and couldn't pay my rent, so I got kicked out and ended up staying at Sydenham Park. That's my familiar area. Yeah, just in the park with no blankets. Still going to work at that time, actually.
Rary Waitford is one of hundreds of people sleeping on the streets of Sydney tonight. He's camped at Martin Place in a makeshift tent city that's thrown the issue of affordable housing into the spotlight as National Homelessness Week kicks off around the country. The tent city has been at the centre of a standoff between local and state governments, with Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore refusing to move the homeless, saying instead that affordable housing is the only solution to the issue. Lance Priestley, who organised the squat, joined the mayor in highlighting the need for more social housing.
What you see up in Martin Place is not homelessness. What you see up in Martin Place is rough sleepers. A lack of universal affordable housing is the actual problem. Homelessness is just one of the manifestations. I can think of one family who've been homeless for 11 years. The couple have been together and their children have grown up. They've got children of 9 and 10. They've been homeless for that entire period of time. They've never not had a roof over their head. It's just not been their own roof.
Lance Priestley is referring to a phenomenon known as hidden homelessness. Catherine McKernan, the CEO of Homelessness New South Wales, says hidden homelessness is on the rise, and although rough sleeping is what you think of, because it's more visible to the community, it's just a small part of a growing problem.
Rough sleeping is only 6% of homelessness in Australia, and what we found is there's been a 60% increase in people sleeping in their cars and a 46% increase in couch surfing over the past 4 years in Australia. And part of National Homelessness Week is to also highlight the fact that it's not the people you see on the streets in the city that are the bulk of homeless people. Actually, people experiencing homelessness are far more hidden, and in most cases they are women and children who've experienced domestic and family violence or young people who are fleeing unsafe homes.
The face of homelessness is changing and it's affecting new groups and demographics, including older women.
We're seeing people becoming homeless that we haven't seen before, such as older women. So really people who are poor, who have managed to live with family or in housing through low incomes and so on, when they get older are finding themselves falling out of the housing market and becoming homeless, so accessing homelessness services in increasing numbers as well.
Anne Chandra, accommodation services manager at San Miguel Homelessness Centre, says her organisation is focused on helping young people, especially parents aged under 25.
San Miguel is a specialist homelessness service that's been operating for 34 years. The young people that we assist there face all the challenges of transitioning to adulthood, but they also have the needs of a baby or child to consider, and they're also facing homelessness. So San Miguel Family Centre, really it's a safe harbour where young parents and their children have access to reliable accommodation and the support that they need, wraparound supports to gain and sustain a tenancy and move on to independent living.
Anne Chandra says she's seen young families face desperate situations.
It's not just sleeping on couches, but sleeping in cars as well. Young people, if they have a vehicle, sometimes they can't afford the registration, so the car becomes essentially a bed rather than a vehicle for a family. We've had young families that have actually lived on train, sort of travelling constantly.
These groups aren't necessarily represented in statistics. Close to half of all homeless people in Australia are under the age of 25.
Young people often don't become formally homeless. They don't come to the attention of authorities as being homeless or of welfare agencies because they might spend a night here or a night there with family, with friends, and they're invisible to all intents and purposes in terms of the homelessness statistics.
The San Miguel Homelessness Centre hopes to tackle the issue with early intervention.
Recently, we decided that we would focus on young parents and their children because we understand if we can intervene the challenges that young parents face, then they're more likely to have better prospects for their children.
In the meantime, advocates and homeless people alike are pushing for change and awareness over the issue.
I don't know what could happen. Maybe they'll come up with a valid solution for affordable housing and accommodation for not only the homeless, you know, for the everyday worker to be able to afford to pay their rent.
The best way this can be resolved is for something to be established that provides all the facility, amenity and community that is provided here.
Lance Priestley, homelessness spokesperson, ending that report by Nicole Ng, with production assistance by Daniel Schliemann and Kevin Suarez.